Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we thank you for joining us. Please duplicate our efforts to amplify what we do. We still have a lot of people that think that Kamala Harris' interview was really an interview, okay? And that she said anything of substance that would be good for you. So, listen, we're here to try to help you get ready because we're in a war. Let's make, and it's not figurative. We're in a literal war right now. The only thing is the bullets haven't started flying yet, and I pray they don't. Along those lines today, though, we have a good friend of the show on, and ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, it's amazing how people are starting to come together. And well, we have a great guest here, and his name's John Richardson, and he has a great organization, the RNC Store, and we're going to tell you about that before we're done. But he's going to talk to us about a topic that I think is absolutely fascinating. And why I say it's fascinating is because there's a phenomena happening right now where people are scared. They're so scared, and I mean people in powerful positions are so frightened and concerned that they're putting aside their differences and banding together against this satanic Bolshevik communist takeover of America. And it's just amazing. We're going to talk to you about that here in the interview. And we're also going to talk to you a little bit about things that you need to know about your health. John, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us.
Dave, I always love being here. Your audience is very intelligent, and the people that
Yes.
are hearing this message are able to spread it to other people. So yeah, what an amazing time we're in. Just the Kamala Harris thing, all the way from, I mean, it just goes on and on. So much to talk about. It's fun. It's exciting. And in a way, yes, we are in an absolute war, and we're losing some people on a daily basis from the mistakes they've made in the past, but we're also winning a lot of battles, and that's why it's an exciting time. It's great to stand up for God's truth.
Absolutely, no question. And people are indeed growing concerned. I spoke to a group last night with visual conference. Hear the Watchman, Mike Kerr, Jeannie Moore, absolutely fantastic people. And I can tell you the tone of the Christians I was addressing, if I was to say they were concerned, that would be an understatement. We're all concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do today with John is we're going to talk about how to make America healthy again. You go, where have I heard that, RFK Jr.? John, what do you make of all these diverse people coming together to stand up for each other and America?
Well, I think it shows the fact that they've gone so far with this absolute insanity that any normal person, you have friends that maybe disagree with you about, how government should either be involved in our life or not. You have different things, but they're getting to the point where literally they're making it obvious they don't want us alive. The scare tactics that's going on is just beyond it. So even people that were absolute political opposites, like the vice presidential candidate for RFK, when I heard he picked her, we heard she was a communist liberal from the San Francisco Bay Area, that she was the worst person ever. But she just put out a video, Dave, that if you don't have it, you've got to see that it's hilarious. It's all like a it's made like a pharmaceutical drug ad, but the drug is called Independence. And she put this out, her team. It literally shocked me when I saw it. I saw it late last night, and I would have loved to get it to you today to share it. Maybe I still can, but it's just amazing that it's coming from all over. And she was considered a leftist liberal and his running mate. Now, RFK, who I grew up thinking the Kennedy family was a liberal family, but now a normal average liberal is considered a right-wing extremist.
Yeah, exactly.
So the amount of people that are just intelligent and aren't continuing to listen to the lies is moving to our side. And when I say our side, it's the truth side, it's God's side, it's preservation of our country side. This is where we're getting to, Dave. The information that is coming out in this Kamala Harris interview, CNN didn't even post the whole thing anywhere. You couldn't even watch it. I was trying to watch it. I never like to watch CNN because I don't want to give them any percentage points. But it was the funniest thing. We were trying to find it. You couldn't. And what we watched was like, it seemed like it was an hour long and it was 18 minutes. That's all they could get out of a taped interview with two candidates running for government. And people actually, they think that she might have a chance. The only way she has any chance is if they cheat. And we're getting victories and all that right now. We're getting victories because people are waking up saying enough is enough. The volunteers are coming out of the woodwork. And so, like I said, we're in a war, but I feel like the fear that people have, I would like to tell Christians, God's in control. We're winning this battle in so many ways. Don't listen to the mainstream media thinking that Kamala Harris is anything but a puppet. That's all she is just a puppet.
I used those words this morning in my intro piece on social media, a puppet. Exactly. I said, only listen to a little bit of what she's saying. The communist rhetoric is probably true in terms of their goals. But I said, anything else she says is irrelevant because she's going to sign the executive orders and the legislation they tell her to sign.
Absolutely. And she, it was a funny series where she was talking about when Joe Biden told her he was quitting and giving it over to her. It was just like, she was talking about making pancakes for family members. And I'm going, this is our presidential candidate. And CNN thought that was the most amazing news ever, that that's how she found out by a phone call from Joe Biden. And if we believe that, you know, I've got a bridge to sell you. This was a coup against Biden and his own party because they realized he didn't have a chance to win. They really realized that Kamala doesn't have a chance to win. And that's where, if I have any fear, I fear that they're going to continue to try to take out Trump or take out RFK or do some crazy thing. Because these people are evil. They know we're coming from them. And guys like Zuckerberg jumping ship, you saw all that, Dave, him jumping ship to say that, yes, he lied to the American public and hid all the truth about the vaccines. Those are signs that these people are scared. They're running scared. They're choosing, hey, maybe I should come clean and maybe I won't be taken out. Or they're going to the nth degree. They're not going to stop. And that's where I have fear is some of these evil people are saying it's all or nothing, even though they know they're losing.
Yeah, you know, you're so right about Zuckerberg. I think he's like the Nazi death camp guard saying, I'm sorry before he goes to trial.
Exactly.
That's how I see him. But you're absolutely right. These people are jumping ship or they're digging in. And, you know, I'll share this with you. I'm doing an interview tomorrow with Sheriff Richard Mack, a nationally known guy, of course. Yep. And he and I are good friends. We're both in Arizona. And I called him and I said, Richard, I'm hearing false flag attributions are attached to you. Is that true? And he goes, yeah, Dave, absolutely. My sources are telling me A, B, and C that if Kamala's numbers don't come up, this is what's going to happen in October. And I said, Richard, I'm getting the same thing. Different sources, same story. And I think that there's a possibility, and I'd say 50% chance, if Kamala's numbers don't come up, they're going to try not to have an election, or they're going to lock us down for false flags and have an election, but have everything be remote so they can steal it.
Yeah, anything's possible. And however, I'm going to go from the side of Richard Mack, by the way, is a friend of mine as well. He used my cell phone. I got him in touch with G. Edward Griffin last time I saw him. He's not as good a friend as you are with him, but we know each other. He's been a big supporter of G. Edward Griffin going to Red Pill Expos. And
Who does a great job. Yes.
He's an amazing man. And he's 6'8" and he's a good looking guy. And he's a patriot. So another guy that I consider a hero. And we're all here in Arizona. We forget that, but we never bump into each other, even though I go to the events and things like that. And it's a crazy time. What I'm saying is that, Dave, we are waking up people. You are waking up people. And to the point that these things like the monkeypox things is not going to work. It's not working. No one's falling for it. Even though they're shipping in loads of vaccines, who are they going to get to line up for it? The only people that are going to line up for this monkeypox vaccine are the people that are already taking 17 boosters and amazingly still alive. How they're alive, I don't know. So they're killing their own people. But the rest of us thinking, you know, oh, I have to worry about these mosquitoes or this or that. Truth tellers know that if we can help our immune system by using things like you find it, I want my health back. You told me about that. I can't wait to try it. Using that, using the vitamins that are available, not big pharma stuff, we can protect ourselves from all the things they're trying to attack us with. So the truth is on our side, and fear, false evidence appearing real, is all from the devil. God doesn't want us to be fearful. The Bible verse is pointed out. God wants us to be stand up and take, as for such a time as this, this is a battle we're winning. The only reason it seems like they might be winning is because they control the media. So everywhere we turn on CNN, NBC, we're still all attached to that. I get more truth in 15 minutes with you, Dave, than I could in 24 hours on any other network that's out there. So,
amen, brother. Hey, I want to go back to something you said on monkeypox. Monkeypox is not going to be the threat. I think it's a beta test. And let me tell you why. I discovered over 10 years ago that the CDC owns the patent on Ebola, and I have published it about every once a year for the last 10 years. And I just published it again. I have the patent number, the people who developed it and everything. And the thing about Ebola, it's interesting. You can't patent something in nature unless you go 70% variant from the original. Okay. And so clearly they have weaponized it in getting to that 70% figure. And the CDC, owns all the royalties on treatment. NIH has a part of it, but the CDC is the major holder and they own the Ebola. This is what, if they're going to do bio, I'm convinced, John, this is what they're going to do because there's too much money not to make on it.
Well, and I would tend to agree with you that that's in their plans. I just feel like they're being thwarted left and right by God, by the connections we're making to each other, the education we're putting out there to people. So there's people that are flipping. You heard about Dr. Means that was just on the Tucker Carlson show. And I know you've heard about her. She was a head of a Stanford surgical center, top of her class, Stanford University, came out and dropped her scalpel and quit because she said, all I was ever taught, I was never taught how to help anybody fix anything. All I was ever taught is how to remove an organ from somebody and then charge them for it. I never knew the connections for anything. All the drugs that we did were never tested in conjunction with each other. So she came out on Tucker Carlson, and I felt like she was my father reincarnated. He was an MD that gave up his medical side of him and lost his license, but still helped people naturally and naturopathically. That's what we're moving into. This stuff is happening on a daily basis, and I call it winning because she immediately came out with a article against Time Magazine that said that processed food is good for you. Can you believe that, Dave? They came out with a big article 2 days ago, and immediately, within minutes, she came out with a rebuttal to that that was brilliant with her Stanford-educated surgeon at Stanford Hospital background that people are waking up. People are waking up out there. Doctors are waking up in the field that I'm in. What I'm talking about is medical truth and medical freedom. People are waking up in droves all over the place. And so these things where they used to have underlings would be spreading these horrible viruses. Now people are going, hey, I don't want to kill somebody. When Mark Zuckerberg jumps ship, even to save his own butt, when he jumps ship like he has, that's a sign that the middle ground people are not going to go forward with the death orders anymore. They're going to say, nope, I'm out. I'm out. And so it's going to be left to these high-end people who are start running in fear, because once millions of us stand up for ourselves like we are, they have no chance. They have no chance. That's my good message to the audience.
I do agree. We create our own karma by repentance and revival and doing things differently in the way we should be doing them. My fear from a spiritual point of view is, have enough of us or are enough of us going to do this to make a difference to our nation? I know individual salvation is entirely possible, but I wonder if national salvation is still obtainable. You know, I gave a talk last night, like I said. One of the topics was, are we going to be Nineveh, which God spared because of revival? Or are we going to be Babylon because they rejected God? I mean, that's my fear, John.
Well, I totally get that fear, Dave. And here's what I would say. I am watching, being out in the world. I travel all the time. I'm going to be in, you know, Dallas for the Healing for the Ages convention. I would be in North Carolina for the Reawaken convention. I've been traveling probably 2 weeks out of every month. And I'm seeing the general public, the average Joe waking up, the average Joe getting back to God, the average Joe showing back to my church. My church here in Scottsdale has grown 10 times over this whole pandemic thing. And our pastor stood up on stage and said, I don't even think COVID's real. Now, for a pastor to say that at a church in Scottsdale, Arizona, And he made masks never mandatory in his
I
church.
got to ask you, what church are we talking about?
Impact Church in
Okay,
Scottsdale,
I have
Arizona.
heard of it.
Yeah.
Is that where J.D. Vance is going to speak?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard that, but
Well,
I
he's
would love
coming
that.
to a church in, on the 4th of September.
Well, okay. I know that Tucker Carlson is in town on the 4th of September.
Yeah.
I mean, Tucker has been just on a daily basis, just destroying the deep state and getting information out there, including this Dr. Mean. So the pastor of our church is the pastor for the Phoenix Cardinals. He's also for the Phoenix Suns. But so he has basketball players that come in all the time. And he literally had a section of the church that was mask optional, with two sections that were you were not allowed to wear a mask in those two sections in the heat of this whole thing. And the church has grown, they've grown so big, they had to have the Easter services at the Chicago Cubs Stadium. So this is where I say, you know, so many churches cowed down and said, oh yeah, everybody go get your vaccines and, you know, follow what they're saying. Cause you know, if Caesar says you got to do something, you got to follow it. This pastor and many people that I follow, there's a revival, but there's also a revival in understanding that these people are Satanists, not just want us dead. They're not just death cult, they are Satanists. So we have to, as a church, as a Christian group, we have to stand up and have absolute, it's amazing when you're surrounded with people that are brave, and it's happening, Dave, in the trenches right
It
now.
is.
And so it's, I mean, Tucker Carlson gets hundreds of millions of views on his videos that are waking people up, far more than CNN. We only watch CNN, Dave, really to laugh at Kamala Harris. That's the only reason I watched it, is just to laugh at her.
It was sad. Gosh, you've hit so many important points here. It's hard to decide which one I want to pick out, but you were just hitting home run after home run there. You know, my personal feeling is people are awakening. In fact, over in Scottsdale, there's a church called Trinity Church, and it's exploding. And their pastor is on fire against what's happening. And the phrase I use, John, repetitively, it's funny you'd say what you just said, not funny, but ironic.
Right.
I call these people satanic Bolshevik communists. And I go through the satanic part and I talk about child mutilation, trafficking, and all that stuff that they are okay with. And the Bolshevik communism is on display every single day. And so that's my term for the people running this country. We're in a coup, and we're the counter coup. You and I are the counter coup. But if these people win, then we're going to be in consolidation, and then we'll be in a purge. And with communism comes body bags. And this is where I fear we could end up going if we don't win.
Well, I've seen that. You know, remember I was, you know, I know you know this. I was born into the John Birch Society. G. Edward Griffin was at my house in the '60s, talking politics. Dad ran for God, family, and country. This is my father. A doctor that dared. He dared stand up against this. So I've lived this my whole life, and I really am not seeing the world through rose-colored glasses, because I have friends that have died from getting the vaccination. I have doctor friends like Doctor oh gosh, his name slipped my mind completely, but a doctor, and I'll remember it, Doctor Rashid Batar. I'm fortunate how that slipped out of my mind. He was a good friend of mine, and he was murdered in this battle. He was murdered in this battle, and so that I could be sad and go, okay, I'm gonna need to hide. Now is not the time to hide. Good Americans, good Christians, we need to stand up like Dave Hodges is doing, putting this word out there, getting Sheriff Mack on, who is influencing thousands of people. You are influencing thousands of people. I'm seeing it. I'm hearing it everywhere I go, Dave. Every meeting I have with somebody, they're like surprised that I'm know what they're talking about. And like they've woken up to stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I've known this my whole life, but they've woken up over the last 3 or 4 years because what they tried to do with this COVID scam. So the wonderful news about this COVID scam is that it failed. It failed so miserably that nothing they're doing is going to work. We have way more influence than they do, and places where you think that they have control, they don't anymore. Honestly, talking to DEA agents that I'm at an event with family members, and I talked to a guy that's been in the DEA for 20 years, and he's saying people are woken up. These government agents are woken up, and they're still getting their paycheck, but they're not going to fall in line The only hope they have is hopefully to get some of these feeble, illegal aliens in to take up weapons in the military. But even they are so weak and disgusting that they're not going to be able to be effective. That's my hope, but I know God wins. And there may be pockets of absolute destruction, like in San Francisco or New York City, where the evil ones that want this are able to put their destruction in place. But I think places like Scottsdale, Arizona, or Montana, where I was just at, everybody there, they had a Trump event. Just coincidentally, when I was in Montana, every taxi cab driver, every restaurant person is a Trump supporter and is woken up. And with this RFK thing, Dave, I see so much wonderful stuff going on, but I'm not saying we've won. I'm saying we are winning and making differences. And I do hit a lot of subjects because they're all hitting right now. Plane crashes of amazing doctors in Brazil
went
to the ground because they were going to be telling the world about. That didn't close people's mind. In the past, that would just, okay, just wipe it off the page. That woke people up to this more, but these poor doctors lost their lives. So there are losses in this actual, like you said, not a figurative, not a just a thought battle. It is an actual war we're in, and we're winning.
I totally agree. I totally agree. But there's even churches now that are growing in courage and forsaking the 501c3 designations. And I can't find an example where a church has been stripped of their tax exemption for talking about anything political. And I want to use this broadcast for a second to say, follow the leader. Do what Jesus would have you do. You're walking through the temple right now. And what did Jesus do? He kicked the bad guys out. You need to do the same thing, pastors. I want to get to one thing you're really doing a good job of highlighting, and it's RFK's idea of Make America Healthy Again. Can we deal with some of those substantive issues and
absolutely,
let the public
absolutely.
Know what's coming out of this?
Yeah, as you know, RFK, anybody that follows him, he's very much a leader in the with the Child Defense, the Children's Defense League. I hope I'm saying that right. He has come out not anti-vax, but scientifically based approach to what the vaccines are. So he's been fighting this battle for a long time, and the Democratic Party was able to hold him down, make him sue him when he was trying to win advantage to work in states as an independent. They were actually still suing him, even though they wouldn't allow him to be involved in the democratic process. They were taking a guy who was bringing a message of health, actual that our country has the highest profit motive with sick children, Dave. He came out and said the most profitable thing in our country is sick children. Think about that for a second.
That's amazing.
Here's a guy, a lifelong Democrat that's been preaching health and caring about people and defending children and trying to get testing done on vaccines and trying to bring out the fact that vaccines are causing autism, 100% directly proven that the more vaccines children get, the sicker they get. Childhood obesity, diabetes, infant death syndrome. And by the age of 5 in the state of California, you're mandated to have 72 vaccines. And who was the trumpeter of this information except RFK Jr.? So what a blessing that Donald Trump, God, allowed them to go against their, RFK Jr.'s family came out and said, "Dad would be sad with you." That's the opposite. His dad would have been extremely proud of him. It shows how bought and paid for this. The a lot of the leftists are. They're so brainwashed that their brothers come out and saying nothing but truth, and they still say that. Just like this list of Republican supporters of Bush and Cheney comes out and said they're against Trump. That's like a list for us, Dave, to go, these people should not be anywhere near this new renaissance.
Exactly.
It's a gift from God. So it depends. And again, I'm not seeing it through rose-colored glasses. I'm saying that RFK is the perfect answer and an answer to my prayers, because my one thing against President Trump, again, like I said, I don't concentrate on negatives, but my one thing was this Operation Warp Speed. I know he was lied to, forced to do it, pressured, and had all big money. He did not realize how deep the deep state was, how evil the deep state was. So he trusted those that surrounded him that were nothing but evil, like Anthony Fauci, who, despite all of his vaccines, continues to get COVID regularly. And I think he's going to suffer the slings and arrows.
Dr. Mengele.
Dr. Mengele, exactly.
Yeah.
Trump was lied to. So I it's not that I like Operation Warp Speed in any shape or form, but I do understand I can forgive him. I have friends that are mad at me for saying that. You know, you can't forgive him until he comes out and apologizes and takes. But this hiring or joining forces with RFK is an apology. Trump is coming out now and saying, I'm going after Big Pharma. I'm going after this stuff. It is apology for a very prideful man. And I'm willing to admit my mistakes, but I'm a little guy. I don't have the world at my, you know, Trump has a whole world to deal with. So I do appreciate his stubbornness in many instances. And this is an apology by him joining with RFK, because RFK Jr., if he's the head of the NIH or the head of the you know, if he's attorney general or the surgeon general, we are really going to make changes. And it all comes back full circle to what my dad said 50 years ago, that we will find the answer to cancer when we can break apart this medical establishment that only puts profit first, not the health of the people. RFK will not put profit first. He will put the people first. He's proven it time and time again. And
I said,
that's what I'm saying.
I agree. I said one time, I said, there's no motivation to find a cure for cancer. In fact, it's a disincentive, because they're making so much money on the treatment that just barely extends people's lives, if at all. And they're never looking for a cure. And someone said, Dave, that's a conspiracy theory. And I said, yeah, yeah, it's a conspiracy against humanity. I want to go to the foods. Can you break down the foods a little bit about RFK Jr.'s concerns and how he had a stat that just overwhelmed me? When he was a kid, 6% of kids had chronic illnesses that they had to be treated for. Today, it's 60%. And he said a lot of it's tied to the foods and what's happening to the foods. Could you address that?
Yeah, absolutely. He came out and pointed out that the processed foods that we have, 80% of the normal American diet is processed foods, whether people understand that or not. McDonald's, all the fast food restaurants, anything packaged at the grocery store, Ho-Hos, ding-dongs, you know, TV dinners, all the things that are in the center of the grocery store were not the prevalent way you ate food. You sat down to a homemade meal. You might have get eggs from your local farmer. You might have gotten your meat from growing, you know, the local farm that produced meat. We ate a lot better diet 50 years ago, and cancer rates were 1 in 10. But even then, they started to push sugar, gluten in wheat, and replacing things like millet bread. We used to eat millet bread at the turn of the century, full of nitrilicides, laetrile amygdalin, that have been proven to be preventatives of cancer. That's just one example. But all the food that he mentioned, all the processed foods that we're eating, have zero nutrition. So when people think, I don't like to take vitamins, I don't want to take vitamins, I don't want to take stuff that I want my health back, I don't have to take that every day. If we don't, our current diet that we're getting at restaurants and packaged food is worthless. And that's what RFK is trying to tell people. We need to go back to a natural diet. We need to break up this monopoly on big food that supports this cycle. The Food and Drug Administration supports big food that keeps giving us more and more garbage, more and more sugar-filled, gluten-filled, you know, processed food with no nutrients in it. It's all a system to pump as much money out of us to keep us as sick as possible, because that's where the profit is. And you said it clearly. If there's no profit in it, they don't want to do it. That doesn't make any sense. But doctors are now learning they can make a tremendous living directing people to natural answers, natural sources that are cheap, effective, God-given. And that's the whole purpose of my message, is it's not just B17 that helps prevent cancer. It's also vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, things that are readily available we need to take on a regular basis. And that's what you knew, the message hit the spot with RFK when he came out. And literally the next day, Time Magazine came out with an article talking about how the writer eats 80% of processed foods. And it's actually healthier for you. And people have proven that processed foods make you healthier and you live a longer life and all that. And donuts on the cover. you would laugh. You would think, this is, are we in some movie? This is like crazy. And they come out with that article, but then Dr. Means, that was on the Tucker Carlson, came right out and refuted that. So this is happening. This is happening so real time. I'd be surprised if something didn't come out while I was on the show with you that was, you know, mind blowing.
You know, it's interesting you'd say that things coming out. I broadcast a lot of shows with Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor, and one of his favorite sayings is there's a crisis every 12 hours. And it's true. I went on today, my social media, I said, here are the things I plan to cover today. And then right away, I get notification from people that I grew up with. I grew up in Aurora, Colorado, and it's been taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and they're kicking people out of their homes and selling their assets. And the Aurora police won't do anything about it. Same thing's happening in Denver. Big cover up. Now, the Aurora mayor and a couple city council people are speaking out. And I'm thinking, my gosh, I haven't even got 15 minutes into my day and I already have a breaking story.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. It's always one thing or the other.
I had nightmares about that. I heard about that as well. I had nightmares about, you know, can you imagine if people showed up with guns to your house and you called the cops and they said, sorry, we're not doing anything about it. They're illegal aliens. They have more rights than you do, Dave. Sorry.
Six miles from where I grew up, and I grew up in a real strong middle-class neighborhood. It's just absolutely amazing what's happening. And I think it's all the same, but I want to get to one thing that I'm wondering about, and I don't know if you have the answer, and I haven't had time to research it, but I agree with RFK. The food industry is producing products that bring huge profits to big pharma. Okay. Is there a corporate interlink there? I'm sure there is. Do you know of any?
Well, yeah, BlackRock and
they
pretty much own the entire. If you start really looking at corporate, you know, corporations in America, it's become the communist government. Basically, the corporations are in charge. And used to be, you know, as a Republican or a conservative, you know, we were for business, we were for freedom, you know, we were for capitalism. This is no longer capitalism. This is corporate socialism, because the BlackRock and these large financing companies control the board of both Coke and Pepsi, both NBC and ABC. In so many cases, it all goes back to them. So most of the people in the industry that I'm in, the natural products industry, don't want to do business with people that have been bought out. You have some natural toothpaste you used to use all the time, and they got bought out by Crest. So Crest is going to be sneaking in, you know, the same things, fluoride into the toothpaste of your favorite natural toothpaste brands. That's just one example. So the food industry, you're right, keeps giving us garbage food, making us fat, you know, heart disease, cancer. And then the drug industry gives us all the drugs that cover up these things, and we die. It's normal to hear people dying at 52. I'm not going anywhere, and you're not going anywhere for a long time. Ed Griffin's 93. I don't do pharmaceuticals. I don't do these drugs. I don't need them. They don't help with anything. They just cover up symptoms. If I've got a pain, I want to figure out why I have a pain and fix it metabolically, meaning through God's system of improving my immune system. And that's the idea that my dad had for 50 years that's now exploding across the United States through truthers and through people that are woken up because of this whole COVID scam.
It is amazing. And what I'm seeing with the Trump coalition, you mentioned Bobby again, these people coming together, it reminds me, it puts me in the mind of two things. Number one, this could be a great generation that we are right now. We could go down in history as the people that saved America from the evil clutches of the globalists. Okay, but so you have the founding fathers, you have the World War II generation, and we could be those people. And in World War II, people from terribly divergent backgrounds came together and says, we got to win these wars. If the Nazis come here, this is going to be bad. None of these governments are good. And we all came together for a common purpose. I'm beginning to see this happen here. This is why I'm starting to be optimistic. And I think it's motivated by the spirit of God. I think God underlies this, because Satan underlies the other side. John, it's evil to do what they're doing, food processing to big pharma. And I know the profit is money, but I think beneath that, there's something very sinister and evil. And I think it's Satan.
It is, because this is a hard concept for people like you or me, or even our followers, to understand. that when you're evil and you're guided by Satan, you get pleasure from harming others. You and I don't get any pleasure from hurting somebody else. Matter of fact, we probably avoid that in the best case we can. If we can help someone, that's our natural answer. That's a Christian, that comes from God. Whereas an evil Satanist gets pleasure out of seeing children suffer. That's not just me saying that.
Yeah.
It's the truth. They'll get pleasure out of seeing people sick as like laboratory mice and die, watching the effects of their, you know, you can watch, what's his name? Bill Gates gets giddy when he talks about jabbing children with medicine into their veins. He gets a smile on his face when he talks about, you know, taking vaccines to countries and killing, you know, thousands of people. This is a eugenicist. They look at the general population as nothing more than ants, nothing, things to deal with. They want less than half a billion of us on the planet. And that's just so that maybe 400 million of us are slaves to them that continue supporting their lifestyle. So if people don't get that at this point, Dave, they don't get when they're watching this, you know, all the things that are going on with children, you know, sex changes, allowing people to give drugs to their kids to change their sex without the parents' permission, you know, rape, murder, you know, the takeover of these apartment buildings in Aurora. That's just the beginning. As that's happening, you and I are going, my God, that's crazy. But it's waking up people in Aurora, Colorado, who are saying, the police aren't coming to help me. I better prepare. I better wake up. That's getting us all prepared for whatever's next, whatever they do next. If it's an invasion with the millions of illegal aliens that are going to take up arms, like I've heard 100,000 Chinese military age people. If that's one of it, we're going to have to be prepared. Men from American men are going to have to stand up now, protect our families, protect our loved ones, in spite of them being brainwashed. We're going to have to do that. And I'm seeing, Dave, just like I went to dinner last night with four that were previously strangers 3 months ago. I went to four people, or six people, and all of us talked about being purebloods. All of us talked about being from diverse parts of life, but we made the decision not to be vaccinated. And so we're thinking clearly, and we're thinking about saving our country. We're thinking about how do we do that? And people are taking up arms, whether it's books, information, you know, like this. I don't know if you've seen this magazine before. I want to show this off. This is a magazine called Andrew Magazine. It just did a spread on us inside of it. This kind of stuff is happening where they're showing the history of my dad and G. Edward Griffin and being brave enough to put that out there. It's happening. People are getting brave. They're taking up their battle axes, whatever they are, whether it's Dave Hodges' podcast or Tucker Carlson doing his or Tucker Carlson coming out to Phoenix to come out with a sold out crowd to bring people together. Like you talked about, like the vice president, it's happening all around us. It's happening so quickly. I can't even keep up with all of it.
I'm going to the Tucker Carlson event. My whole family's going.
I got to go because I see and I envision in my future that I will be on Tucker Carlson telling the story of my dad and the truth about cancer and how we've had the answer for 50 years, because I'm seeing all this stuff. God's leading me to that. It's not an ego thing. I just believe God is leading to that. I had to always be prepared for going on these things because when people find out about that, they want to find out more. So that's just the next step.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Listen, you're right. It's God's plan.
Yes.
Myself, you probably know a little bit about my history. You know, I taught psychology, research, stat. I was a college basketball coach. I was happy in those endeavors. And I was pulled into this.
Yep.
And I have no journalistic training. And I know some people are saying, yeah, it shows, Dave. I know. I'm just an average person.
Great.
But here's the deal. My podcast, by Listen Notes, they rank 3.5 million in the world. I'm ranked in the top 0.5%. I am not bragging. I don't deserve to be here. There's many journalists much more talented and skilled than I am, but I think it's God getting behind me saying, I want to use you for my ministry. And that's where I give the credit.
Totally agree with you. And that's all that I am. I am so animated. People go, how did you get? I'm animated because it's for such a time as this. There was times in my life, Dave, where I didn't even talk about this. No one even knew I had anything to do with it because I was raising kids or getting my kids through sports. And I just was oblivious to the evil that was going on in the world. Now I can't consider myself a Christian man if I just sit back and watch it happen. I cannot. And the audience, everybody needs, You don't have to be, nobody has to do anything different than they're doing. Just do more of it. What I mean by that is stand up for yourself when you're out in public. As an example, if you go and someone says, do you want the COVID vaccine at CVS? Like happened to me, for my son, I said, absolutely not. I would never do it. I would never recommend anybody do it. The nurse said, thank God. I totally agree with you. I try to talk people out of it, but if I don't ask people if they want the COVID vaccine, they'll fire me. And I'm saying, well, I understand you need to make a living, but if I hadn't stood up myself in that situation, Dave, I had been afraid to say that, I wouldn't have found this other person that I find out there that is being convinced. So we as people can just do those simple little things by standing up for truth out in our general life, and we're waking people up. People are going to hear about this.
I agree with you. And, here's what's interesting. I was making good money off YouTube, and I got kicked off YouTube. I had no strikes, no warnings, no demonetizations. It's just someone decided he's on the wrong side. We got to pull his plug. And I want to say this to people. I can't risk stepping out and speaking out. No, if you step out and speak out and you do it under the umbrella of the Lord, he will take care of you. When one door closes, he will open a bigger door for you. And I really want to, because you're taking me right down that path, and I'm living proof of this. I mean, I've been off YouTube for 10 months. My lifestyle hasn't changed. We're still relatively comfortable, and it's because, I think I'm doing God's work and he's using me for his purpose.
And look what happened to the CEO of YouTube, Dave. I know you're familiar with that. The same woman that cut you off died of her own lies. They don't care. Again, this death cult doesn't care to take out their own people. And that's why I believe people are jumping ship as well. They're seeing their own kind, the people that are following this evil, are dying. The CEO of YouTube that created more evil and stress by not letting people hear the truth. The same thing with Zuckerberg. These people that lied to all of us are now apologizing or dying of their own mistakes. And so the Susan Kwiatkowski, or whatever her last name was, recently died of turbo cancer at 55. That's a baby. That's a baby. So she lied to the American public, and her suffering was that she died. So if that doesn't point out to people, they don't care if you go along with their evil. They'll take you out when it's time, or they'll sacrifice you. They don't care. They're a death cult that makes them happy. That's what people need to understand.
I will tell you this. It's my belief, and I have no proof behind it, but I know their nature. If Joe Biden hadn't stepped aside after being coerced, they would have over-medicated him to the point where he would have died. I guarantee you that it had taken him out. And there's another theory out here, and I haven't really championed it too much. I've mentioned it a couple of times, but you know what? Here's a good conspiracy theory for you. If Kamala Harris's numbers don't improve, they could have a fake MAGA assassination of her, have martial law, and accomplish killing two birds with one stone by going after MAGA while they shut down the election that they can't win. I mean, listen, I don't know that this is going to happen, but knowing who they are, this would not surprise me.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, because everything's on the table. That's why we all have to have our head on a swivel. We have to be proactive and take this opportunity. Don't sit back and wait for somebody else to do it. I'm telling you, that's not going to work. You've got to go. When you go to this Tucker Carlson rally, I guarantee you, you're going to meet some people and influence their life for the better. I guarantee it. I'm seeing it every time I go to an event. I'm meeting people and I'm edifying what they believed before, to the point where now they're convinced even more because of the story of my dad. This is the time to do that. And so we're right in the midst of it. And everything you're saying, it makes me smile, because I agree with you, because here's the thing, Dave, we can stop it if we realize they could kill Kamala Harris and blame it on. But this whole thing that happened in Butler, we all know that was an inside job. Everybody knows. The population knows that was a planned hit on President Trump.
Yes.
They tried to put this patsy out there that was some long-haired punk. He was, I don't even know if he pulled the trigger. I know he was killed.
He didn't.
Just to end it.
How I know he didn't? Because they don't want to make the same mistake twice. I can't believe they did a JFK-style hit, and that's what that was.
Yeah.
Everyone I've ever talked to, including Doug Thornton and former DHS, they used to have conversations in DHS. They'll never do that again. Too many cell phones, too much this. And they said it'll be a mass casualty event where your intended target, wrong place, wrong time, cover up. But they did a JFK-style hit. But here's what's interesting. Lee Harvey Oswald was given a paraffin test the night of the assassination, and they go, "Oh my God, he has no nitrates on him." And they gave it to him again. Same thing. He fired 8 bullets that day, according to them, and actually he fired none. So why did they cremate Crooks's body? I just told you.
That I didn't even know that until you just said it, but it's the general population knows it so well that these scams that they're pulling, Dave, are not going to work. I'm telling them, lay down your arms. They're not going to switch sides. You are not going to win. The public is not falling for it. They're not going to go lockstep. The only people are the people you pay off or still brainwashed or this whole thing. I am actively involved in getting the word out there on TikTok. Whatever anybody thinks of TikTok, I'm just going to tell you, the truth comes out on that because of the mechanism they have. So if I tell a truth on there, it spreads like wildfire. You get 400,000 views on the story of my dad on recent TikTok videos. But there's a comedian, and I can't think of his name, Dave, but this kind of puts it all out to me. He's always been known as a leftist liberal. You know, his followers would be leaning to the left. And all he did on a video was ask, would you, if you had to vote today, not person, would you vote red or blue? And that thing went viral. And guess what the percentage of people that said red were on this platform called TikTok, which his following is mostly liberal.
Chinese.
97% red. 97% red. So when you say her statistics on the, I think these polls they're making, they interview 900 people and they get 50% for her and 50% for Trump. They even don't believe it. It's false. It's made up. Her support is none. She can't get the whole airport thing where they invited people out to see Taylor Swift and told them they were going to see Taylor Swift. They got 10,000 people and they said it was 50,000. It was all a scam. That's the only thing they can do is theater. And so if all that's not working, I don't know what they're going to do, but us talking about it prepares people for when you hear something happen, stay calm, pray, make the right decisions because they're going to do a false flag. They're going to be forced into it because they're either going to lay down their arms or they're going to battle to the death. And I believe there's enough of them that are going to battle to the death. There's enough normal people that have been brainwashed that are going to switch sides to where it's going to be 95% to 5%, Dave, at sometime within between now and if and when President Trump actually takes, if they allow the election, which you're all of that's on the table. All of it's on the table.
You know, you said something really interesting. You commanded the other side to lay down their arms. What a great phrase. And I'll tell you what you put me in the mind of there. I was thinking, yeah, it's time for them to switch sides. And as a Christian, if Kamala Harris says, hey, I've been wrong. You know, I've discovered Jesus. I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to follow his teachings. We welcome you into the pack, Kamala. All you people out there right now trying to do away with us, trying to obfuscate everything we own. Come on, embrace Jesus, and we'll welcome you without retribution. And it's that simple. It's that simple.
Well, and I totally agree with that to an extent, because there is certain ones of them that I feel are irredeemable because they literally, you know, have killed, you know, Anthony Fauci is one of those.
Fauci needs to go on trial. Yeah, right. I agree.
Because
with you. I agree.
If we don't, then we're all going to be suspect that they're just going to claim Jesus's name for 30 minutes till we kind of forget about him and then go right back into it. So there is some evils that have been perpetuated. I agree. If you're just lying to people and supporting this stuff, you should be, we should have an open tent to forgive people as long as they are really repenting. God, Jesus, who am I to decide? I'm not going to judge people, but I certainly don't mind bringing people to be judged. So, you know, anything I can do to help Anthony Fauci go to be judged and have what he's done, have the light shined on it is going to be healthy for us as we go forward. Because if we just forget about it, they're just going to re-ramp up and come back against us very quickly, Dave. So there has to be for the most evil, there has to be some retribution or at least some public, acknowledgement of what they've done and acceptance of that.
The one thing, though, even if we put Fauci on trial and sentence him to life in prison, if he were to repent, he has an eternal life and he's going to be forgiven. But yeah, and That's one thing I would like to assure them, because right now they're on the path to hell, and
Absolutely.
they're living their good life. What's coming up is justice if they don't change. Hey, I wanted to bring attention to your store, okay, and your organization, OperationWorldWithoutCancer.com. Before when you've been on, we've talked about your father and his great work, and then you've kind of spread that into the RNCstore.com. Take a couple of minutes and tell us about the RNC store.
Yeah, it stands for Richardson Nutritional Center, not for the Republican National Committee. My dad came up with that name back in the 60s before that was even popular. But basically, what it has become is a collection of information that's been censored in every way. The three-letter agencies tried to get their hands on a lot of this information back 5, 10 years ago, and so it was hidden away in actual vaults. And we have obtained it, and we're digitizing it, and we're making it available to people. So there's a whole section of historical documents that are available for people to get that haven't been changed because of the Wayback Machine. So there's a whole section of that, but it's also telling people the information about how they need to be bringing amygdalin back into their system. We offer it in apricot seeds. We offer it in seed meal. We offer it in capsules, purified capsules. Just getting it back as a supplement back in your system is the important message. And I also say to you, Dave, all the time, this is not about making a fortune telling people about apricot seeds. I don't have a patent. God made it. I want to get it as cheap as possible. I want everybody to have this nutrient, like everybody has vitamin C. So that's what the RNCstore.com is about. And if they use /Dave, they get a discount. And they could watch three of the videos, documentaries for free. And it helps me support you. Like you said, you were taken off YouTube. You're still telling the message. This is the only way we advertise or market, because we can't do it on Google or YouTube or any of those places. They censor us. So this is how we do it. So it's a win-win new economy way to do business that's working tremendously well. And God is blessing us beyond belief to get this information out there. So that's what I recommend people go to rncstore.com/Dave and go around the website and learn about it and sign up for the newsletter and things like that to get as much information as possible and make these wonderful products available to your family.
I'm really particular on what I let come out of my show, and I'm confident in what you're doing. And my audience will tell you too, I'm very particular. I reject about 95 to 98% of all ad inquiries that come my way. I get them all the time. And I'm really particular because I'm thinking, could my audience use this or not? Okay, is it reputable? And yours is reputable, and you're one of the good guys out there. Hey, I'm hoping that I run into you at the Tucker Carlson event, but it'll be you and me and about 50,000 other people.
I would
So,
love to. I love to. I want to go. I run out of time for events because I'm this week. I think I did 12 podcasts. I'm speaking on weekends. I have 11 children, unvaccinated, as you know. So they all need a piece of my time. Tonight I'm going out to a romantic dinner with my wife for 2 hours, and then I've got to go to my daughter's football game to see her cheerlead. So you got to spread the time around. But God, we're in the flow, Dave, and I feel that with you. It becomes effortless in a way to get this word out there as more and more people are coming begging for this information. So my job is now fun because I'm getting this word out there and through great guys like you, who I consider a friend. I was actually excited to see your name on the list because I feel like we're kindred spirits. We're connected soulfully in Christ and in truth, and we're in this battle together. We're like two military sergeants locking arms because we are in a real battle, and we keep fighting this way, we're going to win.
We are going to win. Let's just hope we can win as painlessly as possible.
I want that too. I have 11 kids and I worry about that, but I know backing down is not going to help them. It's
I
only
agree.
going forward, being on the offensive.
I agree, John. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know more, go to the rncstore.com. They also have written material too that's really good. rncstore.com/Dave. John, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Thanks for being a warrior in this fight. And we are going to win. You're right. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Dave. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.